People have ideas of aesthetics with regard to this. You say you should never go out as a waning star. Always go out at the zenith. You know, postulates like this sort of thing. So every time you've been anybody whose name was anything or you had any importance whatsoever, well, you'd catch it up to what you'd consider would be anything that was a dramatic high point of a career, you know. At that moment, get yourself knocked off, Thorne Smith. See? There's a man with a great flair for dramatics. He was busy writing dialogue, and he probably would have written some of the sexiest movies you ever wanted to see. The talkies were just in. The whole world would look at his stuff. He had it made, man. That was the time to go out. See, quote, aesthetically and dramatically, as Shakespeare would say, he knew when to exit. Do you follow this? But this other mechanism is the one you're going to have to wade through more often than not, and it's going to cause you more puzzle and cause your PC more upset, is was he or wasn't he sort of a doggone thing. You get hung up in one of these damned identities, was he or wasn't he? Well, there are several tests of this. If by running the identity, did you get an actual tremendous change in the case? And if you didn't get an immediate wonderful change in the case, you better figure out he was the pallbearer or something. Get the idea. But it's not up to you to decide whether he was or he wasn't. When an individual is run into that particular area of a lifetime where he didn't have enough withhold not to be Catherine of Russia, who was a pretty hard person to withhold from, by the way, you find more girls are Catherine. You're actually operating with a lifetime which had a low withhold. And having a low withhold, you get a high snap-in. And of course, it particularly doesn't cure up in that lifetime until you rehabilitate the withhold. So what have you done to, what have you withheld from Julius Caesar, Schubert, or anything else? Brings the thing out into the open.